Are you led by sound in your work? Is that
one this way? Is what I was going to say, is that another way of thinking about it, Miles Davis in an interview said, I'm not a trumpet player. The guy says, what? He said, no, I'm not a trumpet player. He said, well, what are you? He says, the trumpet is my pen. I tell stories. Beautiful. And it's like the Philip Glass quote that I used at the conference. He was asked what music is. And so all of his life he's asked that question to himself. So he says, well, it's harmony, it's melody, it's, whatever elements there are, rhythm, tone. And so for years he's been struggling with the so-called complicated elements of what music is. And he was at a high school or a junior high school, and the kid says, Mr. Glass, what is music? He said, it's a place. End of necessity. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're still going to study harmony and rhythm and all that stuff. But for him, as a mature 80-year-old great, great composer and musician, it's a place. And he says, sometimes you're in it and sometimes you're not. So I'm really attracted to, what would you call that? It's just shifting these hugely complex issues into something really simple, so you don't really have to deal with it anymore in any sort of complex way. You just know what it is. It's like I was playing drums once in a workshop many, many years ago, and these guys were heavy Toronto musicians. Phil Nimmons was his name, Phil Nimmons and Nine. And I'm playing drums, a blues, and he stops the band. And he comes over to me, points his finger, and says, what bar are you in terms of the 12 bars? And I said, I don't know. And so I was embarrassed. Again, I'm not good enough, that feeling. The drum teacher came up to Phil Nimmons and said, he knows where he's at.
End of story.
End of story. Yeah, of course you know where you're at, because it's in your body. It's not in your fucking head. Any drummer who goes 1, 2, 3, 4...
you're in trouble.
You're in trouble. I think any poet does
any
that.
any drummer like that, when he stops, you need to wind him back up him again.
No, it's true. It's just, I've seen so many mechanical drummers who have great chops. But you know, why do we assume, like when you were saying yesterday, that there's heart and there's soul? How do these elements get kind of extruded from these activities? So somebody says, that guy's a monster. Well, maybe, you know. I always thought Thelonious Monk could barely play, in a sense. I mean, he's so unorthodox. Yet, he survived as a player. And Ornette Coleman, people say, that's just noise, man. No, you listen particularly to the early records.
Turnaround.
Yeah. Absolutely. And there's so much soul in that music. And there's also that sense that they aren't good enough. They don't have that technique that, right. I mean, Charlie Parker did. And that's what's scary about them.
But isn't that what the serial poem is? You don't have it quite right. So no. You got to keep taking stabs at it.
Take another stab at it. And sometimes I'm thinking that in poetry, you write an awful lot just to get one line. And the question for the reader is, where does the poem exist in this so-called poem? And it might be the one line. Mm-hmm. So the other stuff is, it's necessary to build to that particular point.
Is there something you want to leave us with? Could you read something to?
Oh, gee, as those a books, caller? I don't know. I also don't write. I can go a year without writing a thing. And I'd like to say to other writers in the present world and the one I grew up in, why worry about that? You know, it's just the prolific one book a year isn't part of my thing.
Well, I don't want to tell you what to read, but maybe there's something from either book that you'd want to.
I could flip open anything here. Here's one. Here's another condition. And again, if I ever put this work together, I'm going to have a section called The Bastard File. And this is where I've written shorter pieces. They're not long. They're not the long poems.
Uh-huh.
So they don't really have a place. But if I have a section called The Bastard File, which is actually an instrument for, sharpening axes and stuff, but it's also not having a mother and a father.
Right.
So I'm going to put some of these that don't fit the other. I'm thinking I'll do that. So this is a poem I had a retinal detachment, and I wrote this piece, and I was going to call it, I had huge ontological titles and blah, 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 and, you know, metaphors. And I thought, no, I'm just going to call it retinal detachment. Worry to fear, the line between meaning, only eyes, that half a world is dim, milky, sad. I'll do my best. That's what my doctor said. I'll do my best. The rest seems a rustling fate in the wall, the arrogance of immunity. Impugned, be humble human at last, or recognize it can be its beginning. The accumulated past, it's only you. Threat of loss to become a strength. In the hospital silence waiting, crazed scream of wordless condition. How lucky you are to get this far. The measure and corporeal recognition. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. In the translucent palpable separation that the world is 3 inches off in my walk and reach, though never in my unrequited fate sensed my part. Such it is with luck, what my mother said, looking for the hidden blessing, the hidden blessing. Hear the silence of the sick to say, to know their power, not to complain. Otherwise, it was May, me on my way, happy to be each day. Shadows, detachment, subdued in the palpable enormity to become all of me. Its diminishment, if this is about anything, this distorted sense of being the blind will see.
Beautiful. I'm so grateful for your time and hospitality. Thanks.
Yeah, it's been great, man. I needed to do this.